Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to another edition of the Candle Shore Podcast. A couple of things here. I want to work with iCal today. That's what I'm going to be talking about. And this is strictly for new Mac OS X voiceover users. Now, the way I have this set up, you may hear an intermittent clicking as voiceover on the Macintosh engages and disengages. And I'll see if I can clean that up in the final edit of this, but if not, you may hear, like I said, an intermittent clicking, and I apologize for that. Oh, and as some of you may know, I lost 16 gigs of media last week, and so I won't have any background music or things for a while. It will take me a while to get up and running. However, using Sanuti and my iPhone, I will be recovering my data and getting back up to running, but it'll probably take 3 or 4 weeks because there's a lot of music there, and I have to keep working on other things as opposed to just doing, you know, the restore, although I would like to, but it doesn't work that way. So, on my MacBook Pro, I like to use the trackpad. So I'm going to bring up the dock in Mac OS X, and I'm going to do that. I can do voiceover D.
Dock, finder, running, 1 of 16.
And I'm going to use the right arrows to find iCal. Now, I could type in the first letter, which is I, and it would take me right to iCal. But anyway, I just want to explore the dock as I get more familiar with the operating system.
VMware Fusion 2, Mail, 3 of 16, Sanuti, 4 of 16, Safari, 5 of 16, Address Book, 6 of 16, iCal, 7 of 16.
And there's iCal. I'm going to press Enter to launch it.
iCal, iCal, Window, iCal, Calendar Area, Empty Canvas, Has Keyboard Focus.
And what this is saying for those of you who may not understand is that we don't have any appointments on this day. When you open up iCal, it gives you several calendars, a work calendar, a home calendar. And so let's take a look at what I have on mine. I'm going to go using the voiceover commands. I'm in the calendar list.
Calendar list table, one row selected, column 1 of 2. Interact with calendar list table, row 2 of 4 selected, column 1 of 2. Uncheck checkbox.
So the first I'm interacting with the calendar list, and on the first column will show checkboxes, whether they are checked or not, and the second column will show tell us what the item is.
Column 2 of 2, home, level 1.
So we have a home calendar.
Work, level 1.
A work calendar.
Calendar, level 1.
And just I guess it's just a general calendar. And this is the one that I have engaged. So again, I won't get into navigating with voiceover in this podcast. I'm assuming that you know how to use basic navigation, how to interact with various lists and tables. So the only calendar I have checked is just the general calendar. I'm going to leave the calendar list.
Stop interacting with calendar list table, one row selected, column 1 of 2. Check checkbox, column 2 of 2. Calendar, row 4 of 4. Calendar area, empty canvas.
We're in the calendar area. Again, on my calendar today, I have no appointment, so it's empty. Now, a couple of things I suggest you do. I want to go to the View menu in the iCal.
Menu bar, Apple, iCal, File, Edit, Calendar, View.
When I go to View.
View menu, 14 items. Checkmark by day, Command 1.
Command 1, of course, is the default, I think, when you go into calendar, when you first start it. And I like to leave mine on day view. And by the way, this particular podcast will only focus on day view.
By week, command 2. By month, command 3. Next command, right arrow.
The next command or command right arrow, is you hold down the command key and press the right arrow. I find that works fine for sighted people. In this particular version of iCal, it won't tell me what day I've landed on. So I don't use this.
Previous command, left arrow.
Here's a command left arrow.
Go to today, command T.
This is a very good one. Go to today. So if you do find yourself navigating, you can quickly get to where your today's date on the calendar. I love that feature.
Hide calendar list.
Hide calendar list. I leave mine on. I guess it depends on, I guess if you're going to be interacting with it, I like to leave it on. I don't know why. I just haven't changed it.
Hide mini calendar.
Now, I suggest that for new users of iCal, that you turn the mini cal on. Mine is already on, therefore the menu says hide. If I press enter on it.
Hide mini calendar.
Now I've just hidden my mini calendar. We're going to use this a lot in the day view because this will help us navigate very quickly and know where we are in the month or year. I'm going to go back to my view menu.
Menu bar, Apple, edit, cal, view. View by network. Go to today. Go to date. Apply calendar list. Show mini calendar.
Okay, I'm going to press enter when it says show mini calendar.
Show mini calendar.
Okay, and you know nothing dramatic happened, but you'll see in just a few minutes how to use it.
Menu bar, app, Apple, iPhone, view, window, help, menu, window, menu, 8 view, menu, 14 items.
Going back to the view menu.
Check mark, by network, go to today, command, go to date, ellipsis, command shift, hide calendar list, hide mini calendar, show notifications.
I have my show notifications off.
Show search results.
I have show search results off.
Show to-do list, command option T.
And,
check mark, show all day events.
I do have show all day events. That's the only one I have checked. And again, I like to, when I learn an application, I like to keep the interface as simple as possible. Okay. So this is how I suggest that you configure or set up your iCal if you're just now learning how to use it. I'm going to press escape to get out of the menu.
Closing menu, calendar area, empty canvas.
Now, there are a couple of things. I know that, we have the Apple script that can clearly tell us what day we're on. So, for example, if I press if I press option T.
July 12th, 9:40 p.m.
It told me that today is the July 12th, and that's great. I mean, that's certainly one way of doing this. However, if you don't have that engaged or that script active, and you're in your calendar, there's really no way to know if you don't have the mini-cal turned on as to what day you're on. There should be another way. If there is, I haven't discovered it. So I like to use a mini-cal. I guess there are other ways if we had an appointment already on that day, but we don't. Okay, so I'm going to just navigate through the calendar to give you an idea of what I'm saying.
Vertical scroll bar. Calendar area. Vertical scroll bar. July 12, 2010. Date.
Now, right now it said July 12, 2010. Date. That is actually the result of having the mini-cal on. If I didn't have that on, we would not hear that. Obviously, a sighted person can look at the display screen and see exactly where they are. But for us, I've found this is the best way to navigate by day.
Add calendar button.
I don't want to add a calendar. By the way, I'm just using VoiceOver cursor to the right just
the
to kind of explore.
Add new calendar. Hide mini calendar button. Show notifications button. Show to-do list button. Show notifications.
It's a pretty simple interface.
Hide mini calendar. Add calendar button. July 12, 2010. Date.
Okay, so this is July 12th. I have nothing on this day. Let's say I want to change days. There's several ways to do it. But again, I like to use the mini-cal to do that. How I'm going to do it. Right now, it says I'm on July 12th. I'm going to interact with this.
Interact with date 2010.
Interact with date 2010. Well, I don't want to change the year. So I'm going to voice over left arrow.
Day 12.
Day 12. And let's say I want to go to tomorrow or the next day. I simply use the up and down arrow keys with the voiceover command.
11, 12, 13.
Okay, now I'm on 13. I'm going to leave it at 13. I'm going to stop interacting.
Stop interacting with date.
And now I'm going to go to the canvas and let's see what's there.
Vertical scroll bar. Attend vertical scroll bar. Attend Watermelon Vertical Scroll. Attend Watermelon Expo. Tuesday, July 13, 2010, 8:00 a.m. Selected.
Okay, so there you have. I know it reads a little fast, but I put a test appointment in that says attend Watermelon Expo. And so I'm going to. And by the way, I want to just tell you, I entered that date or that disappointment for tomorrow, which is July 13th, and I entered it on my desktop computer using Outlook, and I have all of my computers and all my smartphones, including the iPhone and the Epix. I have them all being synced with MobileMe. Now, of course, there are many people who like to use GooseSync from Google, which I guess can accomplish the same thing. I'm a MobileMe fan. That is because it's sponsored. It's on the Apple servers. It's not free, and I think that I like to have my information. A little bit more secure, and I trust Apple. I also trust Microsoft, but again, MobileMe is just really great for my purposes. So even though when I added this appointment, the attending the Watermelon Expo, I wish we were having a Watermelon Expo. I'd be happy if we did. In Outlook, by the time I walked across my office, it was already added to my iCal on my MacBook Pro and also on my iPhone and on my Epix. And also, of course, it's obviously on the out of there in the cloud on the Mobile Me site, my Mobile Me site. Okay. I haven't done a podcast in a while, so I know I'm a little bit verbose. I apologize for that, but just bear with me. Okay, so anyway, let's get back to it. So I have an appointment, and I know I have voiceovers set to kind of fast, but sometimes when I listen to podcasts, it drives me insane to have it speaking so slowly. So I'm going to hope that if you can't understand, you will just trust that it knows and I know what it's saying. All right, here we go.
Attend Watermelon Expo, Tuesday, July 1, 3, 2010, 8:00 a.m. Selected.
So it says it's selected. I can do a lot of things with this, but what I want to show you is how to really interact with it and see what we can do with this information. Okay, so the first thing, I'm going to do voiceover spacebar. There are a lot of ways to bring up the detailed view of this.
Press, window, inspector, attend Watermelon Expo, title.
It calls it when I press the voiceover spacebar, I have got to turn this help tab, and I apologize for that. A lot of apologies in this podcast, isn't it? We ought to call this the Candle Short episode, Mark on iCal apologizes for everything. I don't know. It's calling it an inspector, and that just means you can't accidentally change the information, which I think is a nice feature. I'm simply using my voiceover navigation commands to read the inspector or the window.
Edit button. Done button. Done edit button. Event details scroll area. Attend Watermelon Expo title.
So first it gives us the title. Attend Watermelon Expo.
Event details scroll area.
Event details scroll area. If I want to just read this information, I'm going to interact with it.
Interact with event details scroll area. 8 items. Location.
8 items. The first thing, of course, is the location.
Location, text, Watermelon City, California.
Watermelon City, California. I cracked myself. I'm going to press the voiceover right arrow key again.
From.
Okay, this is the from.
July 13, 2010, 8 a.m. Dim date and time.
July, what?
From July 13, 2010, 8 a.m. Dim date and time.
July 13, 2010, from 8 a.m., and it's in dimmed, which means I can't change it. Not yet.
Two. July 13, 2010, 12 p.m., dim date and time.
Basically, it's in to 12 p.m.
Note.
And I actually did type in a note here.
Note, text, this is a sample appointment for my iCal podcast.
This is a sample appointment for my iCal podcast. And that's really all there is. So if I just wanted to see that information, no problem, okay? And if I wanted to edit, I can. And I think we will edit it to give you an idea of how this works.
Note, July 13, 2002.
I'm just going back.
July 13, 2002. From location, location.
I'm at the top of the details area. I'm going to stop interacting with it.
Stop interacting with event details scroll area. Attend Watermelon Expo title. Event details scroll area. Edit button.
And we're going to edit.
Press attend Watermelon Expo title. Edit text content selected.
Okay, so now if I want to, I can start to change this information.
The help tab is attend Watermelon Expo. Event details scroll area. Interact with event details scroll area. 24 items location. Location edit text Watermelon City, California.
Again, I'm only going to change, I think, the date that I have it on.
All day. Uncheck checkbox.
And it's not an all day event. Although for Watermelon Festival, it would be no problem for me.
From July 13, 2010, 8 a.m., date and time. To.
Now let's say we want to change that.
July 13, 2010, 8 a.m., date and time.
And this is where it can get a little bit, certainly in this version of iCal, somewhat a little confusing because I don't know if it's a bug or an oversight. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I'll show you how I change the date and time on this. I guess you could type it in, but I'm just not that confident. I'm going to interact with this.
Interact with date and time, 2010.
2010. And I'm going to press the voiceover left arrow key.
0 minutes.
0 minutes.
8 a.m.
8 a.m. It seems to be working fine. Sometimes it doesn't do that. I tried it yesterday and had a bit of an issue.
Day 13.
Day 13. I'm going to move it to the 14th.
14.
Okay, I've just pressed the voiceover and the up arrow.
July.
So now we have it set for July.
Day 14.
14.
8 a.m.
8 a.m. Let's make it 9 a.m.
9 a.m. 0 minutes.
0 minutes.
2010.
2010 is fine. This year's good.
July. Day 14. 9 a.m. 0 minutes.
So it's just going to go through that field. I'm going to press the up, stop interacting with it.
Stop interacting with date and time. 2.
2.
July 14, 2010, 1 p.m., date and time.
And you'll notice now that when I adjusted the start time and date, it automatically adjusted the end time and date. Obviously, we couldn't have an event that started one day after it stops. So you can see that it automatically moved it to the 14th, and where it was ending at 12 p.m., now it's ending at 1 p.m. It actually just kept the same time span of 4 hours. Very nice. Of course, all applications do this. All decent calendar applications does it. But it's still nice that it works here, too.
Repeat.
Is there a repeat?
None. Repeat. Pop-up button.
No, I don't think so.
Show as busy. Show as pop-up button.
Show as busy. And again, this is because I would be attending this. But obviously, if you just wanted to be aware if it's somebody's birthday or somebody's going to the hospital, it may not show you as busy. You could have this set to free.
Calendar. Calendar, calendar, pop-up button.
It's just saying, which calendar would you like to add it to?
Alarm. None. Alarm, pop-up
button. I don't really like a lot of alarms because when I do a reminder or an alarm, it comes up on all my phones and stuff. It's really weird.
Invitees.
Invitees.
Add invitees. Button. Attachments. Add file. URL. URL. Edit. Note.
And.
Note. Edit text. This is a sample appointment for my iCal podcast.
The note's already in here.
Note, edit text. This is a sample appointment for my iCal podcast.
And I'm done, so I'm going to stop interacting with it.
Stop interacting with event details. Scroll area.
And by the way, for the record, it's already moved it to the new date and time the minute I stop interacting with it.
Done button.
And I am done, so I'm going to press the done button.
Add calendar. Now in window, iCal. Calendar area. Empty canvas.
And notice, let's take a look. Remember, before when we were on July 13th, it had the appointment that I had set up. And you'll see now it says empty canvas. So let's go back and see, confirm what day we're on.
Calendar list, table, one row, calendar area, vertical scroll bar. July 13th, 2010, date.
Okay, so we now know it's July 13th, but yet it still says empty canvas.
Vertical scroll bar, calendar area, empty canvas.
Interesting. Let's move to the next day. Again, there's a couple of ways you can do this. You can interact with the toolbar. You can do a command right arrow. And if you do a command right arrow, and again, this will work if certainly if you were sighted, and it will work using VoiceOver, but I don't get any feedback when I do it. Let's see what happens. I'm going to do a command right arrow.
Next.
All it says is next. Now, and I know the appointment's on this day, but again, I'm not. What if I weren't paying attention? Or what if there was noise background? What if I'm on the phone? Never know. I just prefer not to do it that way. I'm going to go back to where I was, which is command left arrow.
Previous.
Okay. And I'm going to use the mini cal. I simply am doing this by holding the voiceover command key and using the right and left arrow to explore.
Vertical scroll bar. July 13, 2010. Date.
Okay. July 13, 2010. I'm going to interact with it.
Interact with date 2010.
Okay, I'm going to 2010. Now, I've interacted, and I'm going to use the left voiceover left arrow to go back to the day.
Day 13.
Day 13, and now I'm going to use voiceover up arrow.
14.
14. Now, the minute I select that day, it automatically switches to that day in the view, in the canvas. Now, I'm going to stop interacting.
Stop interacting with date.
And now, if we explore using the voiceover left or right, it'll make sense when you do this.
Add calendar button. The help tab is at vertical scroll bar. Attend Watermelon Expo, Wednesday, July 14, 2010, 9:00 a.m. Selected.
And that, my friends, is, I almost said my dear. That, my friends, is pretty much all there is to it. It really is that simple. So practice with it. I hope you enjoy it. Remember to make a joyful noise. And I will be back soon with another podcast, hopefully to help with another aspect of the macOS. Because that's it. I'm trying to think of something deep and heavy to say, and nothing's coming to me except remember to make backups so you don't lose all your media. Take care. Bye-bye.